You're listening to SBS News.
Results from Day 11 of the Australian Open have ensured local tennis fans as Australian players are up for doubles clean sweeps at the tournament finals. Australians Astra Sharma and John Patrick Smith are through to the finals of the mixed doubles after beating the second-seeded pairing of American Nicole Melica and Brazilian Bruno Suarez, 6-4, 7-6. Sharma, who dominated the game with her lightning-fast serves, has told the Nine Network the home crowd played a crucial role in the win.
Unbelievable, everyone cheering. It makes all the difference in the world, and to have that support at your home slam. Thank you, everyone. Couldn't be more grateful.
The Aussie pair will now face American Rajiv Ram and Czech Barbara Krejčíková. Ram says the duo is looking forward to playing the final.
Yeah, it's you know, it's what we play for, to play in the ends of these big tournaments. And I'm lucky that I have a great partner and, you know, looking forward to playing the match on Saturday, I think it is.
In the men's doubles, Australian John Peers is just one win away from becoming the first Australian since the famous duo Todd Woodbridge and Mark Woodford to claim multiple Australian Open men's doubles titles. Peers and Finland's Henri Kontinen also won the 2017 title at Melbourne Park. The 12th-seeded pairing of Peers and Kontinen defeated Argentina's Leonard Meyer and Zuo Zuza from Portugal 6-1, 7-6 in the opening semi-final at Melbourne Park on Thursday. Peers says it was a good battle for a spot in the final.
Yeah, no, it was great to get through that one today. Everything went our way in the first set, and then I didn't quite get through my service game to hold it for the match, but we battled through and played a good tiebreak.
Peers and Kontinen will face Frenchmen Pierre-Hugues Aubert and Nicolas Mahut, who will be chasing a doubles career Grand Slam. The French duo were the 2015 Australian Open runners-up and will be looking to seal their campaign with a championship this time. Mahut says they are coming into the finals well-prepared and expecting a tough fight.
Well, like Peric said, it was the first tournament for us. We played here. We reached the final. We were really disappointed because we didn't play that good in the final, but still for the first tournament was a great experience. And 4 years later, here we are, final again. Well, we're going to have a tough match against John and Conti.
US Open champion Naomi Osaka and two-time Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova will go head-to-head in the Australian Open women's singles final on Saturday night. Osaka defeated Czech Karolina Plíšková 6-2, 4-6, 6-4 in the semi-final on Thursday, which was played under a closed roof due to extreme heat conditions. The 21-year-old Japanese has told the Nine Network Plíšková put up a strong fight at Melbourne Park.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of expected it a little because I played her so many times, and honestly, she beat me more than I beat her, so I was expecting a really hard battle, and I just told myself to regroup in the third set and no matter what, just try as hard as I can, and I managed to win.
Standing between Osaka and the Australian Open Championship is Petra Kvitova, who defeated unseeded American Danielle Collins 7-6, 6-0 in the other semi-final earlier on Thursday. While Osaka will be striving to become the first woman to land consecutive majors since Serena Williams in 2015, Kvitova is driven by vastly different reasons. The 28-year-old Czech is bidding to complete one of sport's most extraordinary comebacks after advancing to her first major final since being stabbed in a career-threatening home invasion in December 2016. Kvitova says reaching the final means a lot to her.
It means everything, I think. You know, that's why I really worked very hard to be in the finals of the tournaments, final of the major. Finally, I could make it kind of deep in this major, and I will really enjoy the final, and whatever happened, and I'm already very, very happy.
In men's singles, Rafael Nadal was completely ruthless against rising Greek star Stefanos Tsitsipas. Nadal brought his red-hot power game against the 20-year-old, defeating him in straight sets 6-2, 6-4, 6-0. Nadal, who eliminated Alex de Minaur, Francis Tiafoe, and now Tsitsipas to reach the final, says young tennis players have had an impressive run this year.
Always a big challenge to play against them, but that's the beautiful thing about this sport, too. You know, we are able to share generations, and now there is a young and very good new generation coming, so that will be interesting. You know, they are here already. We were talking about them, but they are really here now, fighting for the most important thing. So just wish all of them a very successful career.
Nadal's opponent will be decided tonight when world number one Novak Djokovic faces French outsider Luca Puig. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.